He's the man with his finger on the pulse of all the outdoor events and experiences you need to know about. I'm sure he'll tell us a bit about the weather too. Jeff Ayliffe's got your outdoor report this morning. Morning, Jeff.
And a very good morning. You can expect a fresh northwesterly wind to be pushing through today with a high of around 18 degrees. The good news is that there's no rain predicted for tomorrow, despite the prefrontal winds. And after the last Absa Cape Epic, that was way back in 2019, the top mountain bike riders, in the Western Cape in South Africa and around Europe, are excited about the Epic being back from the 17th to the 24th of October this year. And there is confidence that we might see South African riders on the top step of the podium. And the women's elites of the former champions in 2017, Jenny Stenahag, she returns in 2021 for another crack at the title. She's going to be riding with Amy McDougall as Team Fairtree, and Jenny's now based in Stellenbosch. Team number 51 is Faces CST, Mariska Strauss and Candice Lill. They're no strangers to the trails that they're going to be facing in the Epic next month. Ceres, Tilbach, Wellington, Valdevie. The pair have 8 Absa Cape Epic finishes between them, a stage win each, and 3 podium finishes between them. And they are amongst the best women's cross-country races in South Africa. And they are certainly, I would say, favourites for the overall women's and the Absa African women's jerseys titles. Mariska Strauss caught up with me yesterday, and she's looking forward to racing in a month's time.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, it's been a whirlwind of a year, but yeah, cross-country season's actually finishing. I'm racing the SA Champs here in Pietermaritzburg. So last bit of cross-country speed before heading into some full-force marathon stage racing. I'm super stoked to finally race the Absa Cape Epic, as well as joining up and teaming up with Candice Lill. It's going to be amazing. I definitely think we're going to be a force to be reckoned with. It's been a long time coming, and yeah, we've put in a lot of work and a lot of preparation for this. I mean, we started back in 2020 already, so really looking forward to it, to finally put our wheels on the start line and give it our best shot. It's going to be fun. It's going to be epic, and yeah, hopefully the weather plays along. It's definitely going to be strange racing in October. And it's going to be a quick turnaround to March next year. But yeah, first focus on this one, and really looking forward to it. And thanks to everybody involved for making it happen. And hopefully it's going to be a great showdown come October.
That was Mariska Strauss. Peninsula Ramblers, the hike today, the Rudaberg Ramble, meeting at 9:30 in the parking area top of Glen Cairn Expressway on the M60. The Sandpark signs will read Yonkers Dam. Your hike will be a circular hike around the area. The exact route will be finalized this morning, but it's going to be open country and beautiful mountain views. And about 3 to 4 hours, moderate fitness will be required. PeninsulaRamblers.org.za to go ahead of time and check out those details. Back in 1919, Heather Price became the first documented surfer on the South African shore. This big moment took place at Musenberg, the home of Surf Emporium. So Surf Emporium are celebrating Heritage Weekend, where it all began for surfing in South Africa. And they're running a Heritage Weekend promotion. It started on Friday. It finishes on Sunday, the 26th of September. You can book a 2-person lesson for the price of 1 through Surf Emporiums. And today's predicted offshore winds with clear skies should be ideal surfing conditions. And also just a quick reminder, City Rock Climbing Gym are presenting some mountain yoga today. You can soak up the spring sunshine with a day of yoga and meditation, as well as a bit of hiking and exploration out in the beautiful Silver Mine Nature Reserve. And they'll be meeting at 9 o'clock this morning at the Silver Mine Nature Reserve upper parking. That's right by the gate. That's it from me for this morning. I'll be back again tomorrow.